Dennis Klee was born in upstate New York, and as many of his family members did, he went to Notre Dame. But even though music was not what he studied in college, Dennis was a musician.
I knew that in my life was always going to be music. Went to work with the thought, if I work for 2 or 3 years in the corporate world, I will save up enough money to buy myself a multi-tracking studio. So I worked 2 years at a restaurant that combined a sports bar and a steakhouse. So I learned corporate management of restaurants. Saved my money up, bought my recording studio, and then went to work for the next 6 years just recording my own songs, multi-tracking my own albums.
Dennis recorded his first album with his brother, with whom he formed a touring band. He recorded a second album by himself, playing all instruments and singing all parts. He developed a solo act that gave him the idea to do something different.
I was doing a stage show where it was a lot of audience involvement, doing a solo act, me playing every instrument, and me multi-tracking the background instruments, and did so well and packed this place out, the owner basically said to me, I can't pay you anymore because you're making more money than I am. And if you think it's so easy, go do it yourself.
Dennis decided to do just that, to start his own entertainment-based restaurant with a singing wait staff and multi-tracked accompaniment, all of which he'd produce and lead.
My wife and I just kind of went on a little exploratory trip to where we wanted to go. The Jaguars were coming to Jacksonville, so it was 1994. We came and visited. We loved it. The local club said nothing like what I was doing. So I opened Harmonious Monks in 95. We had great success. Word of mouth was the only advertising we ever did. I opened one in Neptune Beach in 97 and Castleberry in 98.
But over time, running 3 restaurants, one of them in the Orlando area, took its toll.
I was spread so thin, it was ridiculous. All my time, completely absorbed by the 3 restaurants. I was the main entertainer on stage. All of the kids were hired by me, auditioned by me, and trained by me to do the songs that they did. We advertised them as the world's most talented waitstaff, and for the most of the time, they were. You know, we did Carry On My Wayward Son. We would do Bohemian Rhapsody in 7-part harmony and have 7 people on stage with the voices. It was just great fun for a long, long time. The show takes it out of you. I got rid of the other two and stayed at the one at Mandarin. We ran that for 19 years. I sold the restaurant and the concept to a group out of Orlando. I did very well on the selling of it and gave me time to take time off and think about what my next step was.
That was 2 years ago. Dennis Klee decided to open a music store, Klee's Music, in Julington Creek, which sells and leases instruments, has teaching rooms, and soon will have a multi-track recording studio. The store reconnects Dennis to what he loves most about music and keeps him out of what he liked least about the business.
This is a much more sane lifestyle. I'm not there till 4 o'clock in the morning, sorting through credit cards that don't match, kicking drunks out and locking the doors and going home and being wide awake because you're all energized. For 19 years at Harmonious Monks, I never wrote a song because the strenuous labor of running that show, hiring the kids, doing the inventories was just absolutely mind-boggling and didn't allow me any creative time. Good news is hopefully I'll be able to get back to that soon.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, with teams of specialists to clean your home. FirstCoastHomePros.com.